Finally, it's a scene from Voice Actors episode 2. So Pod is like this guy who, he's like this star of this cable TV show. He's really not that great of an actor, and he gets put under house arrest. And so he finds this forum, this voice acting forum, his friend Stacy goes on, and he decides to try to be like the best voice actor ever, because he can't do anything else because he's on house arrest. And then his friend Stacy like tries to help him, but Pot's character Ricky is kind of a dick, and Stacy's Rochelle Euler. And in this scene, Ricky discovers the joy of Pokemon dubs. So take it away, Pot and Rochelle Euler.
Damn it, shit, fuck, cock!
Whoa, what?
This Chocobo Trainer 49, what the hell's up with that guy?
He's a good voice actor.
But he's not me, is he? Damn right he's not, so why the fuck is it that every time I go up for a role, that piece of shit gets it? Besides that, he auditions for everything!
Yeah, he's kind of an ore.
Don't start with the Asian right now, I do not speak!
An ore? An audition? Whore? He auditions for every single project, gets cast, and then only submits lines to the ones he deems are important.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, why do people keep casting him then?
Because he's a talented actor.
Rhino shit!
It's worth it, in the chance he decides to submit, to have him in your production.
That's both appalling and wrong, especially when he gets cast over me. You know me, I would actually submit the lines.
Yeah, people say you two are voice twins.
Well, you know what? His voice should have been aborted at birth. I should have just strangled it in the womb with my umbilical cord, Stacy, Rambo style. You know what? Just fuck it.
What are you doing?
I'm making an audition thread.
For what? You're doing a project?
No, you see, Stacy, what I'm gonna do is make a very special audition thread. I'll say it's paying $80 to the person I cast. I need a male voice. You see where I'm going with this?
Is this an ore trap?
Damn right, Stacy. Damn right. Now, what do I want him to say? I know. I have a secret to confess. In this village, no one likes dick more than me.
Wait, what do you intend to do if he auditions?
I don't know, maybe delete the thread and then make this my ringtone or something? Oh, I know. Maybe I'll even get a fake email and, I don't know, send it to producers as him or something.
That seems like a lot of effort.
No effort. No effort at all, Stacy. Whoa, wait, do you see this? Do you freaking see this?
If you're looking at porn again, I'm out.
What? No, come on. That was one time, Stacy. One time. No, I'm still on the forums. Just take a look.
What is it?
It's a fucking Pokemon dub, Stacy! I am Andy!
Andy?
Andy! You know, Andy.
Do you mean Ash?
Yes, that's exactly what I said, Stacy.
I didn't dig you for a Pokemaniac.
Never ever seen it and I couldn't care less.
Then why do you want to be Ash?
Because, noob, he is the star of the show and I was born to play him.
But you've never seen the show.
Look, the first person to ever play Hamlet had never seen the show. I am an actor. I need a script and no more.
Fine. Do you need me to work Audacity for you?
No, I need you to play this Misty chick. You know, bounce off me. And go!
Ash, be careful!
Don't worry, Misty. I can do this.
But it's dangerous!
Stacy, okay, time out. Your Misty is shit.
You've never seen the show.
I can just tell that your Misty is a big steaming pile of dolphin shit. Please now, let's try and act here.
Ash, be careful.
That's a lot better. Don't worry, Misty. I can do this.
But it's dangerous.
Don't worry. I've been working out. I could take down this wild squirrel with my left man tit.
That's not the line, Ricky.
Call me Ash.
What?
I'm a method actor, Misty. Call me Ash.
Okay, Ash.
Okay, now I need you to crawl around on the floor and make Pikachu noises.
What?
Misty, I need to know how it feels to catch a Pokemon.
I am not doing that.
I'm sorry, I must have misheard. I thought I just heard you tell your best friend that you don't give a flying fuck if he gets his epic role or not.
No, you heard me tell my best friend that I'm not degrading myself by crawling around on your floor, which needs to be vacuumed, by the way, and making Pikachu noises.
I honestly cannot believe what I'm hearing right now, Misty.
Ricky!
It's Andrew!
It's Ash.
Yes, now that you're addressing me by my proper name, you may continue.
I do a lot for you, but I draw the line at floor charades.
Don't be stupid. You don't make noises in charades. I need Pikachu noises.
No.
Do you know who my godfather is, Misty? John fucking Stamos.
Who?
Who is your godfather? Bon Bamos? Look, I hang out with you. I make you look epic win by being friends with you. What do I ask for in return? So freaking little. Now get down on the ground and pretend to be a Bulbasaur so I can catch you.
Fuck you, Ricky. I'm leaving.
Misty, what the hell? Wait!
It's Stacy, you idiot.
All right, that was quick. All six scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I see you took inspiration from Sam Haft from some of the lines on here.
I'm not saying
that. Who's your godfather? Anyway, Pot, your ad-libs were really funny to me.
He had so many more ad-libs I couldn't use. I'm like, he figured that since the character didn't know Pokemon, like, he mispronounced Pokemon a couple times, like Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was really funny, and, like, he did something with Pikachu, but I was afraid that if I used those takes, it would make it seem like his accent was bad.
No. So although, anyway. Like, you've gotten a lot better with pronunciation. But you did slur like two lines or something like that.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved your Ash lines, Pot. Like, I don't know. You being a bad actor was great. And then Rochelle, your Misty lines were really funny. And then, like, I don't know, I lost it when you were like deadpan and everything. This was horribly mixed.
Yeah. I thought you did a good job on the dry Misty lines.
Mm-hmm.
I liked you a lot in this, Rochelle. You gave me good takes too. Like, they were all sort of a little bit different. They weren't drastically different, but they were all a little bit different, and I liked that. Pot, I liked you a lot too. Your ad-libs were amazing. I almost thought you were a little too, like, abusive sounding towards the end, but I did like a lot. I don't know if I liked your Ash lines. I mean, I did, but I kind of wish you would have come out of them a little bit better. I mean, a little bit sooner than you did. You stayed in them a little bit too long, I think. The voice and the bad acting.
But he's a method actor.
That's true. I forget that he is a method actor. That's true. I liked your Rambo style. That ad-lib was
really
funny.
That was funny.
There was another ad-lib you did that was really funny, too, but I can't remember what it was. You did a lot of really funny things. I wish I could have used more of your ad-libs. This is my favorite of my three scenes. This wasn't a chore to mix, unlike the Allison scene. Like, this one was easy to mix because I knew, like, I would get three different takes from all three of you, and, like, I would have
all
epic
three of
ad-libs.
You?
I mean, all two of you. It's late. I don't stay up till 9 o'clock in the morning anymore. I'm tired.
I don't either. Like, what happened to that?
I don't know. Well, like, when you're on West Coast time, I stay up later because you're up later.
Aww.
I'm horribly codependent that way, apparently.
Aww.
I like this overall, though. It was good.
Yeah.
You guys will both be fine this week.
Yeah. All right, do you want to go right into...
I think we need to talk about it for a minute. Okay. So, done. All right, eliminations. We are only eliminating one person tonight.
I wish we were eliminating two.
I kind of do too, but like I feel like after people have waited so long, they're going to be like, it's not fair that you eliminated two, but just because you guys took so long, it's not our fault.
Well, that's not the reason we would eliminate two.
I know that, but like I still feel like, I don't know. Anyway, who won for you tonight?
That's a close one.
Yeah, it is a close one.
That's... Oh, shit. I don't know if I can pick which one I liked more.
I have a clear winner for me.
Okay.
I thought that Apotheria was just a little bit better than Ragai, but not by much.
I'll go with that. I like that choice.
Because I thought Ragai topped his mic a couple times, and that's really the only reason.
All right, Apotheria, you won tonight, and I completely agree with that. So,
Apotheria and Ragai, you're both safe.
Yeah.
Pot, I think, is safe.
Faded, you're safe.
Well, I know Pot's safe. All right. Rachel, you're safe.
Gavrok, you're safe.
All right. Lord of the Morning, you're safe.
And that's three left, or no, four left?
No, that's one, two, that's five left.
Five left. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Russ, you're safe.
All right. Did you like Monty, or do you think Monty deserves to be safe? Is Monty in your bottom three?
I don't rank mine. I just choose who
Who's
I
better?
Like least.
Who did you like more? Who did you like fourth to last?
I like Bree more than Monty.
Okay, Bree, you are safe. So Monty, Bogus, and Carnage are in the bottom three tonight. Barely, Bree, you're almost in, you're in my bottom three, Bree. But Monty, you are not in my bottom three, so you're safe as well. So it's between Bogus and Carnage. I think we explained why both of you guys are here already.
Right. So, huh? Yeah, we did. Okay, go on.
I also think you're both victims of not going over your scene with your partner.
Or anyone.
Huh?
Nothing.
Are you talking to yourself?
No.
What are you doing?
Making snide comments.
What are you saying?
Nothing of importance. Go on.
Bogus, you made a bad choice by using that voice. All your takes were, like, nearly identical. You did a couple ad-libs, but, like, they weren't, like, they didn't add anything. It was just, like, you would change there to, like, there is, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really minimal ad-libs. There was really no point to the ad-libs. And, yeah. Carnage, you went really over the top, but not in a funny way. It was just, it sounded like somebody subdued trying to be energetic or something.
Yeah.
And really, the two of you, one of you wasn't all that much better than the other one. Like, it was kind of a tough call, but, like, one of you has been better in the past. So, yeah. For that reason, Bogus, you're safe.
Goodbye, Carnage.
Sorry, Carnage. But I think you're good, Carnage. Like, I've heard you, anytime you host something, like a show, you're like one
you're
of the best.
You're an amazing host.
Yeah, you're probably the best host on VH. And I think you're a good actor too. I just think that
I think you're an amazing comedian. I don't know about acting. But you're an amazing comedian.
I think with the right things, he's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's kind of like me, where, like, I have to be put in a very specific role or else not so good.
Yeah, but, like, when you're in that role, you're amazing. And
yeah.
I will kick anyone's butt who says otherwise about you.
No, but I'm saying Carnage is that way, too, I think. Thank you, though.
I agree.
So, I think that there's just too many different things that you need to work on. But I think that you could and be epic win.
Yeah.
You're a lot better. You beat out some really good actors already, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the show.
Yep.
Sorry for the wait.
Yep.
Sorry to make you wait for 3 weeks, Carnage, and then kick you off.
Do you want to tell people what the next challenge is right now?
Why don't you? Yeah, why don't you do that?
All right. So next week we're doing something new.
It's something we don't have to mix.
Yeah, this is something we definitely don't have to mix. It's emotion without words. So we will give you certain emotions, and like maybe we'll give you lines to react to, or something like that. I don't know. We'll send out an email. But basically, you're going to be doing, like, laughing and crying and other things. Those are obviously the two extremes. But,
those
yeah.
Those are both hard for a lot of people to do. So next week will be interesting.
Yeah.
Somebody who's been really strong might not do so well next week. I'm not thinking of anybody specifically, but it could go a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll send out an email. Thank you guys for listening. Good night.
Night.